Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Blog Talk Radio. I'm here to sing you a song. Very much so, I want to dedicate this song to Jasmine, Kelly, Deshaun Mizrahi, and Andre. I clear my throat. Another day is gone, and I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never say goodbye. Someone tell me why. Yes. Did you have to go and leave my world so cold? Now let me tell you something. Every day I sit and ask myself, how did love slip away? Something whispers in my ear and says, you are not alone. I am here with you. Even though you're far away, you far away, I am here to stay, and you are not alone. Whisper every words and I'll come running. Why? You know the words and I'll be there. I'll be there. Doom. And you are not alone. And I am here with you. Even though you're far away, you're far away, I am here to stay. You'll always be in my heart. You're not alone.
Okay, now I'm going to introduce my good, good girlfriend. She's legendary. She's state to state. She's here to put the bitches on their heads like Shasha would say. Very much so. Bitches, give it up for motherfucking Sherrod Hatchenberger.
Sherrod Hatchenberger. Hey, my name is Sherrod Hatchenberger. And I'm going to sing a song I dedicate to Tevrich Milans. It's called I Don't Like You.
I don't like to be alone at night, and I don't like to be wrong when I'm right. I don't like you when it rains on my shoes, but I do love you.
Love. All the days.
ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America, baby, that was some funny fucking shit, cousin. Y'all couldn't take the live performances. The singing was everything. Miss Hashenberger and the new Michael Jackson. How you doing? That was really, really busy going by the situation. So, yeah. How was everybody's weekend? It is Monday, and today's date is what? The 11th. How you doing? My brother's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, my biological brother, Derek. Happy birthday. And happy birthday to everybody else. All of the, what is that, Capricorns? Yes, Capricorns. Yeah, everybody that's Capricorns, happy birthday. And Aquarius starts at the end of the month because my son is an Aquarius, too. In spite of the Aquarius. So, you know, Aquarius is coming in. How you doing? So, big ups to all the Aquariuses and the Capricorns. They said I'm low. They set it up. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Am I better? Am I better? Yeah, so big ups to all the Capricorns, and happy birthday to everybody that's around this month. How you doing? All right, so let's start with the, I'm going to start with the little mini ball that we're doing this Wednesday. The mini ball this Wednesday is one person that wins the most category wins $400. So, you come, all the categories is not calling for anything. This is 708, you know, it's Martin Luther King weekend this weekend, so everybody is coming perched. You know, they're coming to play for the weekend and have fun and all of that, because you know the major ball for Butch Greenface is 5,000 this weekend, and it's basically Gay Pride weekend for the two times per year in Atlanta. Martin Luther King weekend and basically the weekend and Labor Day weekend. So this weekend will be full of people. So, you know, Andre Mizrahi presents the kickoff. That's Wednesday. This Wednesday at the Club 708. All categories, you get 1 point. And we have all the categories from Best Dress Sneaker versus Sneaker, Up in Pumps, Woman's Face, Streetwear, Butch Realness, Twister, Beginner's Runway, Beginner's Vogue, New Way, Old Way, Thug, Schoolboy, Foot and Eyewear, Runway, Arms Control, Drags, Realness, Femme Queen Realness, Butch Green Face, Femme Queen Face, Sex Siren, J-Set, all of it, Pretty Boy Realness, whatever you got, we basically have all the categories. Whoever wins the most points, try to walk everything you can, wins $400. So everybody, it's nothing to do with, like, at the house, it's one person. Let's see who's the strongest and who will survive Wednesday and actually win the 400 coins to take home by themselves, one person. All right, got it, good. Now, y'all, we know the 10,000 is a kiki. Why I say it's a kiki is because, bitch, I be gagging at the girls. Like, one girl calls me and says, do I have to pay $50 to walk Beginner's Vogue? I'm like, what the hell, where did you hear that from? So, you know, they have all kind of things. All categories are open. You can walk whatever you want to walk, period, for the 10,000. The only category you have to register and sign up for is the $10,000 category. If you want to know what all the categories, you go to Tins and Chops and put up the flyer there. You can find it on Walk For Me and put it up there. It's on MySpace. So definitely you'll find all the categories for the night of the event, period. You already know it starts next week. The Host Hotel is the Days Inn on Methonia Turnpike and La Quinta Inn on Pam's Avenue. That Friday, we're having the Millennium Party. That's at the Gold Post in Richmond. And that's for all the basically, the contestants that's walking the 10,000. So we're having a party for them just to, you know, have fun and kiki and laugh and Vogue down. Because the next day, they'll be battling for that 10,000. Then the next day, basically, is the 10,000 with the ball. Don't cost $75 to get in. I don't know where the hell these girls is coming up with these weird-ass things, but it don't cost that much to get in. So it's basically the $30, period. So if you get in there late, then it's $40. But it's $30 as long as you get in there on time, period. And that's basically it. I just wanted to make sure I brought that up because a lot of people was calling me because they did not know. And if you can't find the categories, just call me. I'll make sure y'all find them. But you could definitely go to Tins or Chops and you can find them up there. And just click on it and it'll take you straight to the flyer. So go straight to Tins or Chops and it definitely take you straight to the flyer. Period. Got it? Good. I was just letting everyone know. So, yeah, definitely everybody come out for the kickoff party this Wednesday at 7:08, okay? And all the houses, please call now because the tables are starting to go. So please call and make sure y'all have your tables because I don't want no houses saying they didn't have a table because this house bought two tables and this and that. Call in, buy your tables ASAP, all right? Letting y'all know. I'm not holding bitches down because they didn't get a table. How you do? Okay, got it. Good. All right, I was still kicking at this fucking both of them songs, so my voice is still, I was like really falling out, like on the floor, bitch. That was really funny to me. So, basically, let's see what is going on this whole from last weekend in New York and City and everywhere else. So, let me go straight to New York City to the legendary East Coast mother, Kelly. Ms. Rahim.
And there. Put your hands together. For the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly. Ms. Rahim.
Hey, what's going on out there? How you doing? What's tea? It's another installment of Lessons with the Icon and the legendary Aurora East Coast Mother Kelly Ms. Rahi herself. How you doing, girls? What's tea? Honey, what's going on?
What's your tea? What
baby,
you should have
told me, honey, because you know I don't be listening to the show because I know I don't come on until about 15 or 16 after. So I don't be listening to the show. You were supposed to tell me that Spider was going to come on and open up the show singing so I could have listened. I was gagging. I came on and I hear somebody singing, and I didn't know what it was. I have to review the icons tomorrow so I can hear him singing. Because Spider was singing down. I gagged. I turned on the other phone for Whoopi. And I hear this singing, and I was gagging, like, what the? I said, wait, first, I thought I dialed the wrong show phone up there first. And I had to look at my phone and see, and it said, oh, shit, it's the right number. Yeah.
That was some funny fucking shit, honey.
Yeah.
Then he had a girlfriend, Miss Hashenberger, came on at the end, and then she sung her song.
Yes, you know, I got some juicy tea and stuff that I'm gonna be spilling later on in the show. You know, I'm waiting to Miss Nicole and Miss Whoopi get on, honey, and because I know it's gonna be a mess, darling. It's gonna be a mess, child. These girls and these scandals and jumping houses and switching houses, Miss Thing, and wanting father positions, Miss Thing, and crafting champagne and all types of things to get father positions, Miss Thing, and it's not working out for them. Oh, but it's gonna be a mess, girl.
Oh. I heard about that. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes, it's a mess, honey. I'm just gagging at the children. Now, this is the lift of that the children go through to get a fucking father's position, Miss Thang. It's like, what the fuck, Miss Thang? Girl, boo. Child, it's a mess. hold on. She's calling from this number, switchboard. My other number. She's on my other number, honey. But yeah, it's a mess. It's just a mess, and I'm just gagging, honey. I'm gagging, honey. But it's gonna be a long weekend this weekend here in New York, and then a long weekend, and you know, and next weekend, honey, we'll be press one, man. I press one. Yes, it's gonna be a mess. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, how was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. It was relaxing. I didn't do too much.
My weekend, well, let me tell you what happened to me this. Let me tell you what happened to me since the radio show went on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since the radio show went off on Wednesday, listening audience, I had my iPod, I had my iPod Touch, 16 gigabits, stolen. I had $500 stolen out my purse. Mm-hmm. And I have just been gagging this thing. But Flight 754 has came to an end, honey. Everybody is back in their prospective destinations, honey. The girls have been kicked out. How you doing?
That's right.
Yes. Flight 754 from the awards board to the Rumble to D.C. to Baltimore to Philly back to New York City has been canceled and the girls are gone. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. But let's not waste no time, honey. I don't want to sit here and talk, and I know Nicole is on the line and I know she got Deja on the phone with her and Miss Whoopi's on the line. So let's go straight to Miss Whoopi and see what she got on her inside.
You're a crazy bitch. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's going on?
What up, what up?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Hey, mother.
Hey.
I hear you telling Andre about your money that came up missing.
Yes.
Bitch, the girl's left $500 richer. Okay. I'm out of breath over here. I was just fucking up Joelle. Yes, me and Joelle was over here wrestling, honey. Anyhow, Andre, how have you been?
I'm good. I can't complain to you.
No, I've been good. Tell Spider I said I love it.
He said later on he's going to even sing a song. He's going to either call in or whatever and sing a song for Kelly. I said, I'm going to fuck him up. Like Michael Jackson, bitch, not Jackson, honey.
Oh, well, talk about Michael Jackson, bitch. I seen a picture of LaToya Jackson. The
Ooh.
Bitch looks completely white.
Oh, shit.
Andre, she is pale. When I tell you they think she's getting bleach sessions done, that's what they're talking about right now, about how they think she's getting bleach sessions. But she looks pale. No lie, Andre. Yes. Amber Rose and Kanye West was seen out in Hawaii at a nightclub. They look very cute together. Miss Fantasia has this guy's name tattooed on her. The guy who has a husband. No, the guy who has a wife. I'm sorry. He has a wife and kids, and she has his name tattooed on her. And she was seen out with him again not too long ago. After he left her and went back to his wife, he ended up going back out with her again. So they got pictures up of them, too. It's just a mess. I swear, these people, they don't know what the hell to do with themselves. They said Kim Kardashian has a whole bunch of plastic surgery and she looks like little Kim.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I don't think she... I don't ever think she needed plastic surgery. I don't know why she's going to that extreme. Her face is just beautiful naturally, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think she needs to do that. But anyhow, yeah. So I'm just over here chilling and stuff, getting ready for this weekend. Are you excited?
A little bit. I want to see what it gets. Yeah, I got a new coat, so I'm excited about that. My coat, I'm wearing it for the ball and stuff. I'm not walking anything, but I'm judging and stuff, so...
Oh, okay. When are you coming down?
Oh yeah, I'm coming down. I'm coming to the ball Saturday. I'm flying right back out. My round trip ticket to fly right back out. So I'm coming down either Friday because I got to go with Jack to Philly to that ball to promote, and then I'm gonna go to the other ball Saturday. Then I'm flying right back for Sunday. So I'm gonna miss the whole weekend down here except for the ball because I'm coming straight back for the ball.
Okay, so you'll be back. You'll be back in Atlanta on Sunday morning.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I gag it at this private message that just came across my screen, honey.
Oh.
Kurt, you need to tell me who you sent that message to, and I won't read it, honey. But if you don't tell me who this message was supposed to go to, then I'm going to have to read it, honey. I'm going to need to know everything, honey.
Oh, no. Well,
yes,
Mother,
buddy.
Let me let you get started, and I'll be back with a little more gossip, because I know you got.
Oh, yeah, I just got some more gossip just came across my screen. So let's go straight to the other side of the motherfucking Bronx, to the boogie down Bronx, and see what my man G. Nicole is doing. She's on the line, and she says she has the legendary one herself, Miss Deja, on the phone. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on? How are y'all?
What up? What up?
Hey, social service, Andre, Kelly, what's going on? I spoke to you early on.
What's going on?
Hi, Miss Ebony. Oh, that is so Benji Khan. That is so Benji Khan. I got a new dance to that. I got a dance for the hey chat room. I love you all.
So what's tea? What's going on with you?
I'm trying to get into your tea and your weekend.
Oh, girl, my weekend was Saturday. Oh, I didn't even recap my weekend for the children. I started on Wednesday.
Okay.
I went to the club on Wednesday. Full out my mind, Miss Day. Had a fabulous after party here at my house, Miss Thing. All the girls is in the building. Different mothers and different fathers and children and things is in the building, honey. On Friday, what did I do Friday? Friday, I think I went to the movies on Friday. And on Saturday, I don't know what I did. I went to the movies on Friday, and I went to the movies on Saturday. Dinner with my new husband.
Oh,
hello.
You got to get one to give it. The legendary Deja is now on the air.
Hello.
You can go back to
hi, everyone.
Hey, Deja.
Hey, Deja.
What's going on, Kyle? Hi,
what's going on? Nothing. Just sitting up here recapping my weekend. I went to the movies on Friday, honey, and I seen Sherlock Holmes. Anybody that's out there, please do not waste your money or your time and go and see Sherlock Holmes. It was horrible. The best part of the movies. What's the motherfucking nachos and the Diet Pepsi?
Oh, sure. Nachos
and the
Diet
no chicken tenders?
No chicken tenders, honey. But then I went to the movies on Saturday and seen Daybreakers. Daybreakers is everything. Everyone needs to go see Daybreakers. It was everything. I'm not going to give you too much about the movie, but it was cute. Then last night, yes, the lines are full. The lines are full. You have to call earlier here around here. Yesterday I went to D.C. to the legendary icon James Caan's ball. It was a cute ball. Grand prize Ronaldo for the 600 queens, Miss Thing. Grand prize to the Milan femme queen. I don't know her name. Femme queen versus the drag's realness. What else happened at the ball? All the pretty boys got chopped. Jason Icon. Jade and Ebony, they all got chopped for Pretty Boy Realness by the legendary Rich Miyake Mugler because he said they wasn't pretty. All the schoolboys got chopped by me because none of them looked like they wanted to work for Diddy, Miss Thang.
Uh-huh. Who won Owe?
Owe was the Milan. What's his name? The Milan Chow. That just he switched over from one category to the other category.
Okay.
Ruby won the old way. Grand prize to Iman for runway. It's a cut that won the female figure runway. She was a Balenciaga. I don't know her name. She won runway last night. Who else won? Butch Queen Face went to a Garcon, Miss Thang, and then the other Garcon got chopped, Miss Thang, by Rich Miyake Mugler, Miss Thang. I'm going to give y'all a tea. He got chopped by Rich Miyake Mugler. So then when he got chopped, they wanted to know why he got chopped. Rich gave the very, he got those bumps on the side of his face. Girl, you don't see those bumps, Miss Thang. Then Miss Shannon got up on the panel, and she was over it, Miss Thang, because he got chopped, Miss Thang. And then Jaden, the face child from the House of Garcon, told Rich don't feel it, Miss Thang, because he does not live in D.C., Miss Thang, and he was about to world of Tour Rich, Miss Sager. They had to break that up, Miss Sager. It was a whole mess. And then Shannon told the other Garcon that was on the panel, get up. I've been waiting for this time, Miss Sager, and sat down on the panel, Miss Sager. And then the icon James Conn came out and took Rich and the other one off the panel and took them in the back, Miss Sager. They talked for a minute, and then they came on to the mic and squashed the whole situation, Miss Sager. See the girls go back and forth at it, Miss Thang, and chop the kids down, Miss Thang, and see who was going to, you know. But, you know, they squashed it, Miss Thang. But you never know, Miss Thang. It might get hot for the 5,000, Miss Thang. You never know. Some Garcons might get chopped. Some Mugliers might get chopped. But then Shannon got on the microphone and gave the ring. He wants to see what Muglia can come out there and serve for motherfucking face. So the face category should be hot this weekend for the $5,000 if the girls have their portfolio and they have face. Please leave all the razor bumps, all the stubbles and stuff all home, Miss Thang. Please do not paint orange. Leave the big eyebrows at home, Miss Thang, and come out and give them a classic, timeless face, please. How you doing?
Don't paint orange.
Why the big eyebrows, Kelly?
Miss Thang, don't
I already
eyebrows.
Know. She was in the call. She was talking about two different people with the eyebrows and the orange.
Kelly, don't do that to them.
Those eyebrows are fucking fool, Miss Thang. Their eyebrows be bigger than the Butch Queen of Drags than walk face.
And the orange is a fool, too.
Oh, I can't take the orange. Don't do that.
Orange is a fool, Miss Thang, girl. It's a, and I'm not, and I don't want nobody to think I'm pointing one person out, Miss Thang, because there's a lot of queens out there, Miss Thang, that know
there's
that they're not an NW.
Legendary queen that paint orange.
Miss Thang, ain't not even a legendary queen, Miss Thang. Queens in general, Miss Thang. No legends, no icons, no nothing, Miss Thang. Just queens in general.
And orange.
You know you are NW45, Miss Thang, but then you don't have an NW45, Miss Thang, so you want to use your girlfriend NW50, Miss Thang. No! Leave it away.
I'm an NW45 because I'm an NW45, so they can't even be that.
Miss Thang, you got some girls.
They should be an NW41.
You got some girls, Miss Thang. They use an NC-45, Miss Thang, and they try to throw some dark powder on top of it, Miss Thang. No, they not a math queen, Miss Thang, to be mixing makeup like that, Miss Thang. Girls, if you're going to come out there for this coin this weekend, please make sure the bumps is gone, Miss Thang. The makeup is blended correctly, Miss Thang. And please leave those big arch eyebrows at home, Miss Thang. Because if I was on the judges panel, Miss Thang, girl, I'm going to get in and I'm going to critique. I'm looking for every stitch and every motherfucking lick and cranny on the girls, Miss Thang. That's why the girls don't like me. Oh, girl, let me shut up, honey. Bitch. Because you know how I feel about the situation, Miss Thang. I feel if it's my boy, Miss Thang, I don't just want nobody just to give away my change, Miss Thang. I work too hard to get my change. I want everybody should come out and respect people change the way they want people to respect their change when it's their ball, Miss Thang. They be just letting these kids come through, Miss Thang. That's what's wrong with the children nowadays, Miss Thang. But what the fuck? But how was your weekend, Nicole?
It was BangeCon, very domestic. Very, very, very domestic.
Yeah.
That's all. I was very domestic. I was inside, and I was telecommunication. I spoke to everybody, but I was inside.
Yes.
And Deja, what did you do this weekend?
OMG. I went on a road trip with my brother Neil, Malachi, and my niece. And we went to Boston. Boston was cute. Actually, we went to Providence first, and we stopped at Platform. We had a blast at Platform. Then Sunday, they went to the Underground, but I stayed in with my, never mind, I just stayed in. in the hotel. I was late. But I just got
Who was you late with at that hotel, Miss Thang? Because you ain't go all the way to Boston, Miss Thang, and ain't go out, Miss Thang. You had to be late with somebody. It must be a new motherfucker.
I took my layup with me, so we just went on a trip.
Oh.
I got home like 3:30, and then I had to be to work at 8 o'clock tonight. This came from the boys' room. I'm sorry, they was doing testing tonight. I should have got on earlier and told y'all that. But we did a couple of testing tonight, and now I'm back home enjoying the rest of my evening with you guys.
I know, that's right. Well, hold on, y'all. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with my motherfucking hot, juicy gossip.
Hey, it's time for the break. Each and every Sunday at 10 p.m., DJ Mike Q presents Ballroom Radio, After Hours with the Beat. The first ballroom radio show dedicated to playing the beats. Whether it be house, road, old way, or runway. Tune in live on www.djmikeq.com. Once again, each and every Sunday at 10 p.m. On January 23rd, 2010, for the first time in ballroom history, the icon himself, Andre Mizrahi, presents Vulgar of the Millennium. Open to all performers for 10K. Never has there been a grand prize of this magnitude. Another chapter in ballroom history is about to be written. Who will slave for the cash and be crowned the first $10,000 winner ever? Taking place on Saturday, January 23rd at Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. For more info and full categories, contact the icon himself or visit myspace.com/tinge or chops.
The M, the I, the Z, the R, the A, the H, the I, Miz-a-miz-a-rocky. It's okay, you play a hard beat. Pass the blunt, this thing, girl.
Yes, we are back from our commercial break, honey. Yes, and if you definitely want to have a commercial like Andre and DJ Mike Q played on our show, mistake for your function, whether it's your function, whether it's your radio show, anything you want to have played up here, mistake. If you're looking for love, mistake, and you want to have a commercial played, mistake, please hit up tinseorchops@yahoo.com, or you can visit tinseorchops at www.myspace.com/tinseorchops or www.twitter.com/tinseorchops, and you can definitely have one of those commercials up here for a small, reasonable price, honey, and it'll play every night. Every 15 minutes, Miss Say, and then if you're having a function, you can come up here that Wednesday night before your function and promote your function for a whole 2 hours. Answer questions, take phone calls, and everything. It'll be dedicated to you. So definitely hit up my girl, Miss Ebony, or my sister, Jasmine, or Miss Rahi at myspace.com/TensorChops or at TensorChops@yahoo.com. How you doing, girls? We are here to serve the community. Yeah.
Hi, Spider. I missed your entrance. I didn't know what was going on. Hello, how are you?
Yes. But, I got some juicy tea, Miss Thing, honey. It gave the very, hold on, I got some tea. Oh, I can't read all of this tea, Miss Thing. But I got some tea about some child, Daquan, or whatever his name is, Daquan, or something, Ebony, Miss Thing, was chasing some child in Virginia around with a meat cleaver, Miss Thang. But she's not an Ebony no more. She's a 007 because she was part of the Virginia chapter of Ebony that left. And she left with Javon and them, Miss Thang. I can't read why she was chasing the child with the meat cleaver, Miss Thang. You know, I can't read it, Miss Thang, because blog talk and, you know, stipulations and girls things and things. But y'all get the idea why she was chasing.
Javon left the Ebony suit?
Yeah, oh, yeah, let me give you the tea. No, not Javon.
Javon from Richmond or Virginia.
No, I'm not talking to you, Andre. I'm talking to the girls in the chat room because they're getting it wrong. Stop getting my tea wrong. Javon, not Javon. Okay, get my tea correct. Okay. Javon left the house of Ebony. No, he ain't leave the house of Ebony, honey. Well, what I got from my little birdie on Yahoo, Miss Thing, because you know these girls is a mess, Miss Thing. He was scouting around to be over, yeah, yes, yes, correct. You got it correct. Always Javon, yes. He was scouting around to be overall father of a house, Miss Say. He was scouting around to either be, I think they said, let me get it correct, hold on, either a con or Garçon, Miss Thing, and he had crafted some champagne or some shit or something for the icon James Caan, Miss Thing. That's what my birdie is telling me, Miss Thing. And he was supposed to be overall father Caan, but that didn't happen, or something happened in the midworks in the mix, Miss Thing, and James worked him and paid him. Paid for the situation and paid him, Miss Thing, so he didn't come in, and somehow everybody's got wind of it, and before he can leave, Miss Thing, they kicked her out and whole type of shit, and she trying to take her children and all types of shit with her and all types of shit, but the children are not trying to leave, Miss Thing, because the children are really comfortable with Ebony and whole type of shit, and you know, she was swindling, trying to get here, and everybody's got wind of it, Miss Thing, and before they got, you know, before she bammed them, Miss Thing, they bammed her, kicked her out, Miss Thing, and the girls got texts on their phone, walking into the function last night, Miss Thing, getting ready, don't call out as an Ebony, because she's not an Ebony. She's not a 007, so I don't know what she's going to do, Miss Thing. She don't get kicked out of the house of Chanel, Miss Thing. She don't get kicked out of the house of motherfucking Ebony, Miss Thing. The Garçons don't want her, Miss Thing. James don't want her. So where will she go now, Miss Thing? Children, just because your parents leave the house and they bring you to a house, don't mean you have to jump shit.
Who are you talking about?
If you are comfortable on that ship.
Way in Virginia. Yeah, he walks all the way.
He's actually comfortable on that ship.
He's
on that ship, Miss Thing. Honey, since we are talking about Ebony's, Miss Thing, let's talk about Realness with a Twist. Cute Ebony, Miss Thing. Girl, I'm waiting for the pictures to get to my email, Miss Thing, because they said he was at the Hot Boy party this weekend on Friday, Miss Thing, up in full drags, Miss Thing, looking like Shanaynay. How you doing? Girl, it's a mess. Miss Thing, it's a mess. It was a mess, Miss Thing. They said she was up at full drags, Miss Thing, honey. They said she looked like she'd been dragged around the Hot Boy party, Miss Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, yes, honey. Yes, so, you know. But I advise, you know, I advise all those Ebony children, Miss Thing, that did go along with Jaquan to the House of Ebony and Virginia and whatever other chances they did go come apart with him, Miss Thing. If you're comfortable in the House of Ebony, and you felt that the House of Ebony, as long as y'all have been there, Miss Thing, that they are part of your family, and you know, and you bond with them, and you on that ship, Miss Thing, if you comfortable on that ship, stay on that ship. Just because your father jumped overboard, bitch, don't mean you have to jump overboard, Miss Thing. But I heard that Mr. Javon been trying to swindle, trying to get an overall father position since Ebony weakened, Miss Thing, and all this madness and stuff. Javon, if you're out there listening, or if anybody's out there listening that's around Javon, please tell him to call in, because I like to get the full story and everything. You know, I know it's bits and pieces out there that I'm saying and I miss it, but I need to get the story. And if the icon James Caan is listening, if you offer work before we are in the show, please call in, because I want to hear what happened, Miss Thing. I need the full eat, Miss Thing, because, you know, messy Mondays, honey, mother has to mess. And another thing I have to say before I go on and let Nicole and y'all talk for a minute while I go to the bathroom. To all you girls out there, Miss Thing, bitch, like Little Kim says all the time, get your own shit. Why you riding mods, huh? Bitch, please stop stealing the names that we come up with for different topics and motherfucking things and all types of shit, bitch. Get your own mind, Miss Thing. Bitches always got to steal something, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I'm not going to put bitches out there, but they know who they are, Miss Thing. Bitches can never be motherfucking original with a motherfucking thing, bitch. They always got to steal something.
What line did they steal? What line? Not who did it. What line did they steal?
Messy Mondays and all these different types of different topics that we have, Miss Thing. They want to steal them. Like, bitch, get your own shit, Miss Thing. Girl, bitch, please. What the fuck?
They ain't try to take my treasure snatcher, did they?
They ain't trying to steal Treasure Snatcher, but they've been stealing Treasure Snatcher real soon, Miss Thing.
Nah, that's for this show. We have no. If you get in, if you're into the Vogue Talk Radio and you want to produce a radio show, you should actually, if you look and learn from other radio shows, but you should want your radio show to be based upon how you want to make it. You don't want it to sound and look like anybody else's radio show, because then we have nothing but a duplicate, and duplicates are fake.
Oh, hold on to my girl Miss Conti in the chat room, honey. I have them, Miss Thing, but I'm saving them. I have them.
Oh.
pictures and everything, but I'm saving them. I'm saving them for a nice, you know, when it's not a lot of stuff going on. I have a lot of stuff going on right now, Miss Thing. I'm trying to get to the bottom. I'm trying to get to the bottom of Javon trying to leave and go and be a garçon and overall Father Khan and all types of things. But since we're talking about Khan and confident, Miss Thing, the girls are now all back, and they are all confident, Miss Thing. Everybody is confident. Except Mark.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Well, I hear about the confidence. That's nice. I'm glad that you approached that. And we sat last week and we heard the radio show with Justin and everything. I had spoken, and I even spoken to Beverly. And I had got the news that Justin is back in the house of confidence. And see, Andre, let me see my point that I make. You see, the public disrespect to a situation that eventually just goes back to the way it's supposed to be is a little bit humiliating. You understand? And then at the end, after all that back and forth, and, you know, he's not coming back, and she's being who she is, and he's being who he is being in this house for a very long time, it all is defeated because now he's right back in that house. See, that could have been all handled a whole new different way. Sylvan didn't have to be disrespected, and the way she was disrespected on the phone, and for it all to work out, because they're family, and you know what families, that's what things give, but it maybe shouldn't have been so public and went all out in such a disrespectful way for Justin to be back where he was born at. Does it sound like a little bit foolish?
I see what the chat. I see what the chat room is asking, Miss Ebony. I'm not going to answer any questions, Miss Thing. I see what the chat room is.
Are you trying to see snatching the real coins,
Miss Thing? No, I don't think you was listening in the beginning. My iPod was stolen last week. $500 was stolen out of my pocketbook. I had $840 before I went to Splash. When I woke up the next day and me and my husband went out shopping, I only had $320 in my pocketbook.
Who's your husband?
Oh, God.
Who's your husband?
You'll see him at the Icon Ball.
Okay, well, you know who they saying snatched that money, right?
God, we're not getting into that.
Okay, but see, you don't want to get into your team, but you want to go blabbing off and go, or be messy, honey. It's Messy Mondays. Did the treasure snatcher steal your coins? The room is accent. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know who stole my coins. Let me put it to you like this, right? A question was asked to me, and somebody asked me, you know, somebody asked me, can they borrow $500 from me, Miss Day? And I told them, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with everybody. Anthony asked me, could he borrow $500 to get himself together to walk for the faith. Listen, to walk for the faith for $5,000. I said to Anthony was, I'm a legend, Miss Day. I'm a legend, and I'm your mother. So I'm going to be honest and real with you, Miss Day. If I thought that you had a chance of winning that $5,000, I would let you hold $500 to walk. I don't think you have a chance. I'm not going to let you hold $500.
So that's when he stole the $500 and said, this bitch got nerve to say I can't win and I'm going to steal her fucking money,
Andre,
and walk anyway.
So now he's officially the snatcher of all types of treasures.
So listen, this is what the girls assumed, right? Okay. You know, like I say to everybody on the radio, you know, I'm not a big promoter of drugs, Miss Thing, and everything, Miss Thing, but I do what I do from time to time. So I went and I gave my husband the $40, Miss Thing, to go buy the motherfucking pills and things, Miss Thing. I had $880 in my pocketbook. I took my pocketbook was laying on my bed. I got off the radio show on Wednesday. I got in the shower. Get ready for Splash. I counted my money before I gave my husband the $40 to go get the pills. I got in the shower. After I got out the shower, I didn't pay to get it to Splash, so there was no reason for me to spend any money. I gave Joelle $20 to put in my gas tank to go to the club. I didn't pay to get in the club. I came back from the club. I had an after hours here at my house, Miss Thing, and I had about 20 or 30 girls in my house. Before the girls got to my house, I got here first. I hit my car keys, I hit my cell phone, I hit my wallet. So the money was already stolen before I went to the club, but the girls thought that I was going to leave my pocketbook just laying around, and I would have thought that it was somebody that was here from the after hours, and I wanted to know who it was.
Wow.
If it was somebody from the after hours, if it was somebody from the after hours that took it, it would they wouldn't have left the 320 in my pocketbook and took 500. They would have just took what they could have took out of there, and the money would have been uneven. I've been a thief for the last 16 years.
They would have took all of it.
This day.
No, what do your overall mother? Sister, overall sister mother think about that? What does she think about you, your 500 girls being stolen by your treasure-snatching son?
They said, we don't know if he took it.
I
was going to
say, you don't really know if he really took it, though.
If he really took it, so we're not going to accuse
him. It looks like he took it.
It was a bunch of kids in here, mistake, so we're not going to just accuse him, mistake. But like I told all the girls when I found out.
Said, yes, he did, Kelly. They know a lot in this room.
Listen. Like I told the girls when I found out the money was gone. Flight 754 from the awards ball to the motherfucking Rumble to the motherfucking Splash to the Splash to Philadelphia to motherfucking Pennsylvania back to Baltimore came to an end at 5 o'clock this afternoon. There's no one in my house but me and my husband and my daughter.
Well, that wasn't because the money was stolen. That was because she got a husband, everybody.
My husband was here with them, Miss Day. It was because my coins were stolen and my iPod was stolen. I worked too hard for my motherfucking shit.
Kill her. They just going off in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm a real person just like everybody else. Shit happens. I spill my tea just like everybody. I spill everybody else's tea, motherfucking tea, bitch. Baby, the only way you're going to see who my new husband is, you must pay $30 and come to the Icon Ball and see us at the Icon Ball. How you doing?
Mister, you said that about the awards ball. Who is this husband?
Go off, get you.
Okay.
Come to the Icon Ball. I'll see you at the Icon Ball. I know you'll be there.
I'm not going to have to wait until the Icon Ball, Kelly. That's ridiculous. I'm not a child. I'm not waiting. You're going to tell me when we get off the air.
Well, girl,
my ass mistake. Don't get me upset. Didn't make it publicly. Well, I'm calling you because you gagged me. You're moving fast, too. All right.
It's been 4 months. That's not fair.
Oh, my God.
And he wasn't
God.
At
pause,
your house on
Deja,
Thursday because
pause,
he was on our
Deja,
way over there.
Deja, pause. I think I know who, if this, hold, wait, let me take a deep breath. If this is, I think I might know who her husband is.
Well, go ahead. Tell me. Somebody in the chat room said they seen him in D.C. We was in D.C. together.
Who in the chat room? Is it a dyke?
Yes.
Oh, I think I might know who this is. Someone in the chat, Nicole.
Mistake. Mother Trouble knows. Mother Trouble said he walks face. Mother Trouble knows.
Oh, he walks face.
This fat bitch go to another dyke?
Yes.
She does. Audrey,
I'm
get
another
it.
One.
That's Audrey.
She didn't found a new dyke, honey. I know that's right. Go off, Dykey D.
And he walks phase. And, okay. Thank you,
Mother
Trouble.
You gotta go leave
okay.
Sparta.
Mother Trouble is giving us ideas, Deja. To set the name start with R. He walks phase. Wait, I think I might get it right now. Hold on.
But, he just told me, he said Deja knows him.
Oh.
He was at the Globe with you this past Friday. He had on the red hooded Kelly.
Let me go on my Rolodex. Wait.
He's dark skinned, dark brown, red fitted hat Kelly.
No, he's not dark brown skin. He's brown skin, but not dark skin.
Oh, he's brown skin.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, wait a minute. His name starts with an R. All right. Bye, girl. I gotta find this out. Hold on, cause this bitch is trying it. What they saying? I'll just wait, because I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put up, because Ms. Kelly, it could be a lot of different things, so you never know with her. But he walks face. That's
Nicole, the name is in the chat room already, Nicole.
Who is that?
Girl, ask Deja.
I'll tell you.
Ask Deja.
Raiden.
Oh, yeah, that's
Raiden.
What it is.
Raiden.
R-A-I-D-E-N, Raiden. Raiden Hunt.
Raiden
Prada. Raiden Prada.
Ooh.
Raid and Prada? Ooh. Is that the light brown skin child, the skinny one?
I don't know. You have to see at the Icon Ball.
She's trying it, Deja. I know she's trying. You don't have to worry about me. I don't do them anymore.
Honey. Okay. I'm not worried about anyone, honey. You know.
Oh, she. All right. Oh, I like
that. Well, you got to worry about me, honey. I do dykes now. No, I'm just saying.
My
I'm not worried about you either, Audrey, because you don't want me to have Spider.
Oh, Spider
is
so nice.
Ah, that was cute. You did say it was cute.
Yes, oh, little Spider.
Oh, no. Miss Thang, the girl is a fucking mess, Miss Thang. I mean, the girl is a mess, Miss Thang.
What happened?
We say the girls is the best. Okay, it's time for some callers. Let's take some callers. If you want to ear, honey, and you want to come on, it's messy Mondays, honey, and you got some motherfucking tea, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and come up on the line. 443-615. You want to ear on Messy Monday. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Nothing. This is Ian Miller.
What's going on, Ian?
Kelly is not the only one on this goddamn radio, honey.
Hi, Andre.
This is not Kelly's radio show.
Where were you at on the Sunday?
Who?
Andre.
Me?
Yeah.
I couldn't make it down there. I wanted to really come because I wanted to play for the old way, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, do you want to play for the old way these days?
I told you that.
Should my ear be ringing?
Yeah, it should be ringing because when I see you, I'm going to get you. No.
Well, you better watch out from the back.
Oh,
baby,
there you go. I told you.
You know what?
Walking on with that trophy.
Let me let y'all know something about this. We already expect everything that y'all can do. That is, see what I got yet. We used to y'all. You're not used to me.
I was smoking, Andre. You did not have to do that. Okay. Deja, you better get that.
Is this a Saturday?
Yeah, that's the old way. Jeezy Swag, Andre, I don't want to part of Andre. Andre is a phenomenal Vogue. He can Vogue to anything and do everything. But I am the old way. I would say Andre could Vogue probably Femme better than me and probably could do the new way. Andre, bring it. Bring it. I would love it. Because I've seen him, you know what? Live. I have seen him perform. Oh, yeah. Now remember. Well, I'm not pressed. You bring it, Andre.
Oh, wait. Happy birthday, Amaya. Amaya 007 used to be Mizrahi. Everybody say happy birthday to Amaya.
Oh, happy birthday, Amaya.
Happy birthday, Amaya.
Hold on. 773-733. You on the air on Messy Mondays. How you doing?
That's Chicago.
773-733. You on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Somebody said Amaya's juice tastes like Jolly Ranchers, bitch. What the fuck is that?
That mean her sex, bitch. Well, the red phone
just went off, and they gave the very Jerron was trying to be overall father Gossard.
I thought they got an overall father.
Man died a long time ago.
I thought Whitney is overall father to some.
347-702. You on the air on Messy Mondays. How you doing?
Big up Kelly. Big up Andre from the Jamaican crew in Atlanta, honey. How you doing?
Hey, these are my island girls. How you girls doing over there? How you doing, Mother C's, the island girls?
Yes, girl. I'm on my way to the Monday night show in the jungle, but I had to get my other piece in before I went in. How y'all doing?
What's up? We just chilling.
Huh?
I said we just chilling over here, being messy on Monday.
As usual, I had to get my other piece in before I went inside. I said, hold on, let me just stay on this line before I walk into the show, because I have to greet Mother.
Yes, I know that's right. Big up to Stasha and Jasmine and Raquel and Naisha Dupree mistaking all the girls at the Monday Night Show.
I'm gonna see you.
I sure will let them know. Y'all be good. Be safe, honey.
Okay, thank you. Yes, that's my island girls, honey. They call in all the time. Those are my island girls. All the way from Atlanta, Georgia, calling in, honey, on their way to the Monday night show. If you're going to be in Atlanta for labor from for MLK weekend mistake, make sure you stay into Tuesday, honey, and go check out the Monday night show. She's a mess, honey. How you doing? Do we have any other callers on the phone line? Private caller, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
How
New
you
Year.
Doing?
I'm good. Well, I have two things to talk about tonight.
Go ahead, girl. Spill the tea.
Okay, well, apparently Anthony Aga, the twin that twists in D.C.,
okay.
is dating Hypnotic ex Mizrahi, now Aga. Well, apparently Anthony don't give up the cakes to her no more because she said her meat is lame and it feels nasty inside her and it's just skinny with all the colors.
You know what? I'm going to run through my flat screen TV and freeze, bitch, in the middle of the air. How you doing? Bitch, did you catch that, Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh?
Okay, you got one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, since the Allures are now building up the Atlanta chapter, you know, they got Temperance. They went and got, and they forced Ken in the house. So now, welcome Amaya Allure.
What?
Yeah, they did say Amaya and George was going to the house of Allure. Maybe that is true. We will see Sunday.
Yes, they're a group package.
Yeah, that's mother and daughter, mother and son, honey.
And that's it for now.
That's it?
That's it for now.
Okay. Love you. See you
soon. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Oh, Miss Sage. I want to give a big shout-out to the House of Gaston, Miss Sage, for having the old personal webpage, Miss Sage, with the pictures of the children and everything. It's very cute. I'm loving it. Mother's loving it. Honey, 347-283, you're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Oh. What's up, Kelly? What's up, Andre? Nicole? I called to talk to Nicole.
You black
Fuck you, Andre,
hey.
Bitch. I'm going to slap you this weekend when I see you. But other than that.
You better start slapping before you swing, because that's how many kids are going to be on you, bitch. How you
I ain't worried about them faggots. You know that. Anyway, Nicole, you is not going to sit on this radio and publicly accuse my son of something that you don't know that he did. And you're not going to sit there and say,
I got him, Nicole. Oh, you black motherfucker. Don't come on this motherfucker's line. You don't even know that hoe. When he gave you some sex links and you calling him your child, honey, what the fuck?
That's been my child for a minute, but Nicole ain't going to sit here and accuse him of something that she don't know that he did. She can't sit there and say that.
Let me explain something to you. I have.
Oh, Deja, I got you anyway. You know I owe you, bitch.
You started something. Let me speak. I've privately spoken to you and Kelly in addition of how I felt about your son, okay? Now, nothing he does surprises me. He carries
around
his spirit. He steals men. He sleeps with other people lover. He steals money. He sleeps on people's floors. He's a user. He paints orange. That's what I think.
But and all that being said, he do it because he can do it. Ain't nobody stopped him yet, so therefore it must be something that they like, whether he's stealing anybody's man, whether he's painting green, blue, black,
or whatever. Oh, wait a minute. I got a problem with this. Anthony, call in.
If she finds out that he did do it, that will be the last stop he'll ever make in his life.
Yeah, okay. You got to go. Anthony, call in because you told me I was your father and I'm the only one. This black motherfucker from New York is saying,
you know what,
father,
we're not
in ASAP, honey.
But
so
my thing is this. Shut
up. Up for adoption, honey.
My thing is this, Nicole. When, like you said, when she found out that he did do it, then and only then Somebody can
okay,
honestly
well,
say Anthony Bennett.
I mean, but that's
okay.
Your child or whatever, Tyreek. But you know that that child is a mess. Come on, stop acting stupid.
I mean, who kids ain't a mess nowadays? Who kids ain't a mess nowadays?
Andre, you know what the fact of the matter is? Whether he did or whether he didn't, right now Kelly doesn't know, and that's not good because that's her child, and she should know, meaning that she's wondering. You understand? Why is her, she wondering? Because that child walk around with something.
Well, yeah, but I want to know, but I'm not even, I'm going off that topic, Miss Day.
But wait, can I say
something
to Deja? Deja, stay your ass out of Chicago, bitch.
I'm just gagging
I'm
right now. You know, I'm looking at the
my baby father, bitch.
Hold on, I'm looking at,
what it was.
Can y'all hear me?
Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm looking at the Gassan webpage, Miss Day, and I'm gagging, Miss Day, that Pony is the empress of the House of Gassan, Miss Day. He just got in. What the fuck is going on, Miss Day?
Well, you know what? The House of Gassan is hot, and they are doing it.
Yeah, they're hot, Miss Day, but I hope it wasn't a package deal, Miss Day, for all the trash.
Oh, no. Are you talking about all of them?
Miss Day, I mean, you know, I got to just say what it is, Miss Day, honey. I hope it wasn't a package deal with, you know, and they take, you know, just because they took Pony, they took all the trash that came with it.
Who's the trash? Who's the trash? Who's the trash?
Look at
that. You're always on point.
I'm going to put it out there, but y'all, all of y'all hold on 1 month. We got another caller. 312-662, you on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hey,
Kelly.
That's Chicago.
This
so
is
who
Spider.
Is?
Hi, Spider.
Hi, how are you? Hey, everybody.
Hi,
Grandma Soul Kelly, I heard you didn't hear my song that I dedicated you a song earlier, but you wasn't on the air.
I wasn't on. You got to tell me that you should have hit me up on Yahoo and told me. I'll be running around.
No, it was very last
minute.
I didn't even know until like 10 minutes before the show. But
it is enough other titties up here. You're not gonna be dedicating no song to her, Spider.
Well, I'm gonna sing you a song right now.
Me and Deja
okay.
On this phone. And
I'm going to sing you and Deja a song.
All right, come on.
Make it a short song.
A long one.
I'm going to make it real brief. I'm going to give y'all a little snip. I'll be back next week to sing a better song.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, I like that. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Since Andre loved Michael Jackson, I'm going to sing Michael Jackson for y'all.
No, Andre.
No! Okay, here we go. Another day is gone, and I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never say goodbye. Someone tell me why.
Look what these people are writing on here.
Okay,
that's enough to next week, honey.
Yes, that will work. Yeah.
Kelly, you want to sing it together?
Oh shit!
Well, me and you need to open next week, and then you're gonna need to sing it together.
Goodbye, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh no, baby, I'll be singing the shower.
You know the shower is gagging, so the shower is gagging for two reasons. This bitch weighs 5 tons, so the tub is gagging, and she's singing. What the fuck?
Oh shit!
Respect, Kelly.
My sister just got a new husband. Her single sexy tour free. You know what, sis? You shouldn't have been on that tour and you would have had your money.
No, baby, honey. I took that tour and the tour landed me in the right direction.
May God bless his heart.
Oh, shit. Now may God bless my heart.
Oh, okay. Well.
Listen, let me tell you. Let me, you know. Hold on, because everybody's saying, and this is the whole thing, right? I never accused. Hold on, Nicole. I never accused Anthony of stealing the coins. I had 7 other gay children, my personal gay children, in my house. I never accused Anthony nor anybody of stealing the coins. The coins was taken. I don't know who took them, so the flight at 7:54 was over. I don't know who took it. I never accused anybody.
Where is the trouble at? I don't see her in the room. Somebody need to clarify.
When I go to the Botanica and I give my girlfriend at the Botanica everybody government name, my girlfriend at the Botanica is going to tell me who stole it, just like she's telling me who stole my last iPod, and then y'all know who stole it, because that's when I'm going to whoop that bitch ass, and I will come and let you know exactly who stole it. I just haven't had time to get to Botanica, but when I go file my taxes tomorrow and do all my running around that I have to do, I will be stopping at my girlfriend, Miss Molly, at the Botanica, and I will find out.
Are you doing that shit?
Yes, I'm going to my girlfriend at the Botanica, and I'm giving her everybody government name, and my girlfriend at the Botanica is going to tell me who stole it.
Three times they come back?
Okay. So, and that's it. But do we have any other callers?
And anybody want to tell us what they think or who stole the money?
I'm going to fuck you up, Nicole.
Before she and my sister have to go to the Botanica, because I really don't want her to go. Because then that means somebody going to gag.
Oh, no, I'm going to the Botanica. I'm not gonna put this person's name out there. And if Mother Trouble, if you know who this person is, you better not put the motherfucking name out there either, Miss Thang, because I will have your screen name blocked from the motherfucking chat room, Miss Thang. Okay? Somebody stole my last iPod about 8-9 months ago, Miss Thang. I went to the Botanica, and the lady at the Botanica told me who stole it, Miss Day. And I came out to whoop that motherfucking queen's ass, Miss Day. But she called the motherfucking cops on me, Miss Day. So I had to hit it. My girlfriend at the Botanica plays no game. She's going to tell me who stole my coin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, I do, Mother Trouble. Yes, I do. I need some truth around here.
No, Mother Trouble. She don't. If she put the name in there, she's going to get blocked. So, and she's going to get blocked indefinitely. And her screen name won't be able to come back in the chat room.
And then she's going to go to the Botanica and tell the lady about you, too.
Honey. Yes. The Botanica, honey. My girlfriend at the Botanica. When you go get your motherfucking, when you get your candles, Miss Thang, you get your motherfucking, you get your candles and everything, and you get your rosaries blessed and everything, honey.
Stop it.
No, the Botanica is not no motherfucking garden, bitch. I ain't say the Bronx Botanical Garden, bitch. I said the Botanica. Honey. Bitch. Yes. Mother Trouble. Are you trying it, Mother Trouble? Don't get blocked, Mother Trouble. Honey. Mother Trouble really needs to get blocked. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Do we have any other callers? Yes. Yes, Miss Ebony. Honey. But it's a mess. Deja, are you coming out from the old way this weekend?
I don't know.
I'm coming out.
I'll be there at the back of the runway.
I'm walking, bitch. I got my brand new 5411s, Miss Thang, and my tight
way.
Jeans, and my wife, Vita.
I'm at the old way.
There's no cash in the old way. Yeah, so you ain't no. I don't didn't know. There's no cash in the old way.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's all right.
Let me tell you something, Cunty Miss Thang. One thing my sister don't do is my sister does not motherfucking steal, Miss Thang. Anytime I need anything, my sister does not have a problem with giving it to me, bitch. My sister don't need to steal anything. And that's $500, Miss Thang, when she don't gave out numerous of $5,000. Stop trying it, Queen. Bitch. You insulted my sister by saying she stole $500, Miss Thang. My sister spent $500 in the way we, bitch.
I'm a
fuck.
Honey.
Miss Thang, y'all queens better stop this thing, honey. Who is this that hit me up, Ebony? Who is that? Honey. Let me see.
Oh, wait a minute. I know they wasn't talking about Jasmine stole money, bitch.
They said Jasmine stole the $500 and went on vacation.
Girl, Jasmine, yeah. Water in her pool is more than $500, bitch. How you doing?
They say it costs $500 just for the salt, for Jasmine's salt water pool she has, Miss Thang. Bitch. Oh, now they're coming out with the Hot Botanica, Miss Thing. Girl, I'm going to fuck these queens up, Miss.
You see that motherfucking snake, more fucking rats than $500 in a week.
Excuse the House of Botanica, Miss. I'm in there. I'm in there. Welcome.
I'm going to fuck these girls up, Miss Thing. Y'all got to go. Y'all going to be in the Hot Botanica, Miss Thing. Y'all got to go to the. Y'all got to find a botanica in your local area, Miss Thing, and go and purchase some candles and things, Miss Thing, honey. And you need to know how to do it right. If you don't know how to do it right, just call my Deja, my sister Deja, Miss Thing. Show you how to do it.
Deja. Let me call Deja.
Oh, shit.
My sister Deja, Miss Thing. She'll show you how to do it right, Miss Thing, honey. She does it. She does it. Alva, honey. Miss Thing. I gotta. Yeah, if you ever seen, if you girls ever seen my sister do that. Pat pat with that hand and wrap that hand around that other hand and throw it back on you girls.
I'ma fuck you up, Kelly, for taking it back.
Stop it.
She don't do something at you, bitch, honey. You gagging, bitch. That bitch give you that tap tap tap, that wrap around the hand, mistake, and bring it up across her arm, across underneath that chin, and throw it back, mistake. She don't do something at you. Deja is the owner mother of the House of Botanica.
No, stupid.
And my girlfriend name is Vanessa at the Botanica.
Yes, yes. Honey, bitch, honey, don't play with the Botanica, honey. Do we have any callers, honey? Is anybody on the phone lines that say, do any of the girls know about the Milan? It's not a part of the House of Botanica. She would never. She's not elite enough to be a Botanica. Miss Thing. She a part of the House of Riff Raff. Oh, what's going on? Hey. Oh, yes. Somebody just hit me up, so he must be got the tea that I was talking about him, Miss Thing. Well, child, I don't know if you listening to the show, Miss Thing, but they said something about some child was chasing you around with some meat cleaver, or you was the one chasing around with the meat cleaver because I closed the IM. So if you out there, you listening, and you can hear me talking to you right now, you know who you are that I'm talking to on Yahoo right now. Call in, because I need to get the story on who was chasing who with the meat cleaver or whatever. I need to get the full
Who had the meat cleaver? Who had the meat cleaver? Just tell us.
Uh-oh, we got a call.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're
Hello?
On the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, who's there?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
What's up, Andre? What's up, Kelly?
This
Hi,
is
Ray Ray, bitch.
What's
who the
up?
Fuck is that?
Ray Ray?
Ramona! Ramona, how you doing?
I'm fine.
No.
What's today?
I'm chilling. Can't complain.
Welcome home.
Run, bitch! It's 2010, and Ramona and
back in the building. What's up, thank you. That's I'm gagging right now. I'm choking on my chicken bone. Okay, you ate that?
Well, okay. Ramona played as just landed from motherfucking Jamaica back in motherfucking Hartsfield International Airport in motherfucking Chicago. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. We just chilling.
I'm
your plane. When did your plane land?
Tonight.
Oh, congratulations. Lord, I thank you. 2010, you brought it in with a bang. See, Jamaica takes you and they drop you back off.
What did you say, Andre?
That was Nicole.
What she say?
I said Jamaica takes you and they drops you back off because you right back. There you go, right back on the air. Okay. All right, man.
So, how's everybody? How are you?
How are you? How was it feeling to be home when you got, you know, back with your husband? How was that?
It was a blessing.
No, no, you missed him very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a blessing.
Oh, what?
I took it as a learning experience, the whole situation.
It's always a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You stay right there with us, honey. We gonna keep you on the phone lines with us, honey. We're gonna be our co-host for the evening. Switchboard, Miss Ebony, can you please see if you see 804-641 on the board, Miss Thing? If you see that number, please bring that number up.
Not called.
Who's 804-641? That's my number.
641. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Buster T, what is going on with this meat cleaver and all this shit and talent, all this stuff going on? What's the E, my E? Give me the E. You know the girl, hit me up. I need to get the full run down. What's the E?
I don't know about all that, but goddamn, that's my personal business with me and my relationship. But I know the faggot who said it. That's why he's no longer in the VA chapter, Ebony.
Oh, yeah, they said that. Something about somebody was sleeping with this one and someone was sleeping with this one and a three-letter syllable that I can't mention on the radio show, Miss Thing, that somebody done passed to somebody else and the meat cleaver and all types of shit was going on. Honey, the girl's a mess.
I know who it was, and the same person who left our house is the person he got it from. Gizmo and Javon Ebony. You know how mothers and fathers sleep with our kids?
I don't know where they do that at.
Lollipop. He got it from Javon. Huh? Nicole, hold on. So he got it from Javon? Is he still in with our switchboard?
Listen, he's
gone. What he had to say?
He's gone.
He said his piece, and he's going home.
He's
in the background.
That's Deja.
He going home.
Twitch, are you still there with us? Hello? He hung up. Oh, so basically what he just said was, you know, I got to break it down, Miss Thing, because, you know, I read it to Carlos, Miss Thing. That's his personal business, Miss Thing. His lover was out doing what he was doing, Miss Thing, and Miss Javon gave him something, Miss Thing. That's what he just basically said.
Well, on that note, I want to tell everybody good night. I don't want to stick around for this. My vacation has changed
home.
Me.
It's up to hear your voice.
I love everybody, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, Ray, make sure you hit me up on Yahoo and send me your new phone number.
All right.
Okay. Oh, it's a mess, Miss Thing. Did y'all just hear that?
Yeah. This is totally a mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Miss Thing, honey. So basically, I can break the whole story down, Miss Thing.
You
I got to break it down.
Already, you did.
I have to break it down again because I forgot the meat cleaver, Miss.
Oh, shit.
He gave, Miss Javon gave his boyfriend, his boyfriend gave it to him, Miss Thing, and he was the one chasing Miss Javon with the meat cleaver, Miss Thing. Wow. 2010, Miss Thing. You girls need to wrap it up, Miss Thing. Get you a Magnum extra large, Miss Thing, and wrap it up, Miss Thing. Even if it can't fit in a Magnum, get a Magnum. Because the Trojans and those New York Condoms that they have do not work. Get you a Magnum, and y'all bitches need to wrap it up, Miss Thing. Stop passing shit around for 2010. Let's take the motherfucking stats down instead of making the stats higher, Miss Thing. You girls need to stop being mothers and fathers running around here sleeping with these kids and knowing that you got something, Miss Thing, and giving it to these children, Miss Thing, and knowing that they have motherfucking lovers, Miss Thing, and then they're going to give it back to their lover because now bitches got to be chasing you with meat cleavers, Miss Thing. What the fuck? Miss Thing. You know you're running around here with something and you passing it on to these motherfucking young children. You old bitches need to be ashamed of yourself, bitch.
There go that old girl saying again, Nicole, with this.
It's a shame, Miss Thing, honey. You know what kills me, honey? Hold on. Oh, go ahead. Y'all talk for a minute. I got some tea that just came and I have to read. Hold on. Go ahead. Y'all talk for a minute.
That bitch always running her fat ass to get some tea, honey.
Girl. I want to say that it is true that the statistics says that gay men as really.
Hold on, because I just got some tea that just came through my airways, Miss Thing. They gave the very, I shouldn't be reading Javon, Miss Thing. I should be reading that child, Miss Thing, that slept with Javon, because Javon is very open about his situation.
OMG.
What is the situation?
Andre, let's just leave it.
Look at contracts, Andre. Read in between the lines, Andre.
No, wait. They have a lot of different contracts, Mr. You have a permanent contract.
You have the 50% contract. Let's really get into this now. It's a lot of contracts running around.
Talk with Blog Talk, Miss Thing. We can't talk about any girls. We can't mention any girls' real name, mistake, and we cannot talk about anybody's status or anything. So you have to read in between the law.
I was just making sure because I didn't know what kind of contract, but you're right, you can't bring up contracts.
Yes, you cannot read. You can't read the girl's. You can't read the girl's status and things, but you have to read it between the lines. Unless you have actual facts on the situation, if you have actual facts and paperwork, Ms. Stang, that the girl cannot get you off of Blog Talk, what that this is really what it is, then you can put it out there, Ms. Stang. And you know.
No. And if it's your actual fact, if you have facts on someone being sick, you are still not supposed to ever say something. And if you do, you can go to jail. Blog Talk Radio, the New York City courthouse, Bronx, New York, Manhattan, New York, if you disclose someone's private information and it's accurate, you can get in trouble.
Well, I just heard you could go to the Department of Health website, Ms. Thing, and put in the girl's name, Ms. Thing, and it'll bring up, it's public record, Ms. Thing, of all the children that is, you know.
All right, I'm going to check that. I got to check that. I'm going to check that.
Do it now, Nicole. Go on the Department of Health online.
I know. I'm in the kitchen. I'm doing something, but I'm going to check that.
But on Real Talk,
every state is different, too. Every state is, you know that every state is different, have different laws, too, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On some Real Talk, you know it's Messy Monday and everything, but on some Real Talk, Ms. Day, it is 2010, Ms. Day, girls. I don't give a fuck how much fucking foreplay that you are having or what you are doing, Ms. Thing, if you in the heat of the moment, it only takes a second to roll over on that floor, Ms. Thing, and pull your pants up, Ms. Thing, and get a condom out your wallet or reach on the side of your bed. If you like any bitch that has a motherfucking, that has end tables on the side of your bed, Ms. Thing, you should have condoms in those drawers, Ms. Thing. It only takes a second to roll over and get that condom and open it up and pick that condom
also,
on that
also,
motherfucking
also,
dick.
Kelly, if it's
condom.
And, you know, tell the bottom to put the female condom on. It lasts for 8 hours, so in the middle of everything, if you're at the club and y'all want to get home and y'all feeling whatever, the condom will already be in the child. That's the bottom. So, you know, that's still a form of protection. So if you know that you're not one that can stop yourself and turn over, it'll always be in place.
Mistake, because it is 2010, Mistake. We don't need to keep having these stats and these statistics go up. We need to get these statistics to go down, Mistake.
What does
the
statistics say, Deja?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how many young children.
I want to hear what the statistics is. I don't know.
The statistics say is that the gay population, especially in Harlem, is overrising over all boroughs and overrising over the straight population, female as well as male. It's always MSM, men having sex with other men. So that's what my job is actually doing. We're targeting all the gay hot spots, you know, the boys' room and, you know, Splash and all of that, because there's a lot of guys, that men on men, in Harlem and in, what do you call that place up there, Washington Heights, and down in the East Village. So the statistics are really high. It's over like 3,400 every so 8 months.
Mistake, like it's a shame, Mistake. I really gag, Mistake. And then the children are coming out even younger and younger, Mistake. And a lot of these, I'm not even gonna say old queens, but people that's older than these children are prying on these young children, Mistake. And they know their situation, Mistake. And it's ridiculous. It's real. It's fucking. It's ridiculous, Mistake. It's really crazy, Mistake. Need to stop, Ms. Say. But do we have any other phone calls, Ms. Say? Because I don't want to sit here and dwell on this, Ms. Say. God, it's a mess, Ms. Say. I'm on the show right now. I'm not answering my phone for anybody that's calling me right now, Ms. Say. Okay?
Okay.
So, do we have any other phone calls? If you're on the phone line, please feel free to press 1 at this time. It's Messy Monday, honey. And, you know, I'm just sick to my stomach right now. I'm not really in the mood to be messy anymore. But if you're on the phone line and you got some tea, or you on Yahoo and you got some tea and you want me to spill it, I'll spill it. But I'm not really into being messy right now. I'm just gagging because it's really sad, Miss A. It really is, Miss A. It's a mess. It's really a mess. I'm just, oh, girl. I'm sick. I just threw up in my motherfucking mouth, Miss A.
Well, you know what? You better let that out.
Okay.
Oh, because the girls helped me out last week, Miss Thing, and I got a copy and paste now, Miss Thing, with my iMac. I need some more help with my iMac for all you girls that have an iMac or a Mac computer, Miss Thing, can you please tell Mother how do I do a group message or Yahoo, Miss Thing, so I can start the radio show on my iMac and not on my PC, Miss Thing, and then go back to my iMac? Because I don't know how to do a group message on my iMac.
All of these electronics.
I'm trying to, like, I sent out a group message for the radio show at nighttime when we're doing the show. But I don't know how to do a group message for my iMac, Yahoo. So I start on my PC and then go over to my iMac and start the show. But I need to learn how to do a group message from the iMac so I can get it down pat. So if anybody's out there that has an iMac or has a MacBook Pro or a MacBook period, can you please tell Mother how you do this group message, Miss A, so I can get it together? Oh, hold on. He told me he's calling back in right now, honey. The child from Virginia, he's calling back in right now, the 007. He's calling back in. So we're going to get him back up on the phone line so he can finish. His phone got messed up. He said he's calling back in now.
To the legendary Quincy Icon, shout out. I love you. That's my brother.
Yes, Quincy, honey.
Hey, Quincy.
And I want to give a big shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to my first legendary daughter, legendary mother, Laomi Mizrahi of Virginia.
Yes,
how you doing, mother?
You.
I see you.
I love you.
Hey, Lele.
Yes. Give my daughter a shout-out, honey. I can't wait until this weekend, honey. My son and daughter Ayana and Kobe's birthday is this weekend. We're going to party down this weekend. How you doing, Ayana? Mother sees you. I love you. Hi, Kobe. Enjoy that flight back to L.A. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, girl, yes. Let's get back on that. So what do y'all think about Pony just joining the House of Gaston and being the Empress?
Emperor. You stupid.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I think that's hot. If you came from the father,
yeah,
you didn't want to be the father no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to be the father. I actually spoke to Pony myself. Pony didn't want to be the father no more, period. He said he didn't want to stay there and be actually there and not doing the work that he's supposed to be doing. So he wanted to step down. He said the only house he really see right now, because it reminded him a lot of Zion, was the House of Gaston. So he said he wanted to be a regular member. I guess by them bringing him in, they probably said, this is Pony, so at least let's make him the emperor or whatever.
Okay.
So he said the only house that he's seen that was on the level of Zion was Gaston?
Yeah, he said it. He didn't say the level. He just said it reminded him so much of his house that was Zion.
Oh, reminds him so much of his house?
Oh, there. That's exactly his words, yes.
That was a slap in the face of motherfucking the Gaston's, this day. Bitch.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm going to run up out of this phone. And
yeah, I'm about to jump on the North Metro North tracks. Deja, come
hey,
on.
Hey, it's no shade to Pony, you know,
no,
Pony.
I'm not going with you. Look out.
I love down, Miss Thing, but, bitch, Miss Thing, why would you insult the Gustavs like that, Miss Thing? Fuck out of here. How you going?
Okay,
bitch.
Kelly, high five to somebody. Kelly, who was that? We heard it.
I don't know. Oh, no, that was my light. That was my lighter. I just lit me a cigarette. I had to light a cigarette on that one, Miss Thing. Oh, and another thing I need help with to my 58 girls in the chat room, Miss Thing, right? Because, you know, I got to ask my girls for help, Miss Thing, because I know somebody probably can help me out here, Miss Thing. I was watching the Wendy Show a couple of weeks ago, Miss Thing, and, you know, Miss Beyonce be dancing in her stilettos, but she really don't be dancing in her stilettos, Miss Thing. It's a clear thing that goes on her stiletto, Miss Thing, that she motherfucking puts on the stiletto to make it look like she's still dancing on her stiletto, but it's really a wedge heel. Mother is a big girl. Mother can't walk in stilettos, but I got two pairs of stilettos. I need somebody to please help me find that cap that she put on her stilettos so I can wear my stilettos, Miss Thang. If anybody, can y'all please help Mother find that cap, Miss Thang, and please send me the link to that website, the legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com, because I need that piece to put on my stilettos. Please help me.
They said Morgan became Mother Ebony of New Jersey. Can anybody find out if that's true?
Oh, my God.
What? No, Morgan,
Bernie stated Jordan, and I know that's true because I spoke to Bernie. Morgan became Mother Ebony of New Jersey. Please, somebody find out.
Bernie just said Morgan is not. Morgan has stepped down from the boardroom.
No, but then I did hear Morgan left the house, too. I did hear that, too. I heard Morgan left the house.
Her and Ebony.
Oh, Deja, you know some tea? Come on, give it to us.
Oh, hold on, we have a caller. I think this might be Beverly. 347-259. You're on the air on Monday Night Madness. How you doing?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Oh, it's the legendary Beverly Khan.
What's up?
I'm sitting here with my legendary real sister. We playing Miss Pac-Man. Pac-Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up, Beverly.
Oh, whoa.
Where did I get this game from? Because Jennifer was playing Miss Pac-Man for the past 2 months every time I call her.
You
hold on, Kool-Aid. Miss Emily, can you please see if we got 917-709 up on the switchboard and bring that caller on? Yes. 917-709, you on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello, you there?
There is who there? It's Andre, honey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's T? What's going on?
My bad, my phone hung up, but all that extra shit, I don't know nothing about that. I am a VA advocate, but I do reside in New York now. But this the deal why, you know, Javon and whoever his flunkies he took with him, you know, this was the deal. Me and Javon had a conversation there. It was brought to my attention from Javon himself because he's the main source. Like I told him, like, it's kind of fucked up and kind of crazy how you, like, bring everybody to the house and then you leave us like that. But like I told him, we ain't worried. His main thing was that the House of Ebony did not see him. What I told him, I'm like, look, from my point of view, dog, fuck who don't see you. I see myself, so I ain't worrying about what the next motherfucker see. So it was just like, that was his main problem, like, worrying about what the next motherfucker think. But the VA evidence are still here, the ones that's left, that who has no problem with, you know, doing that thing. I don't know. I guess ain't nobody see it for him. But they mad because I went off on them, like I told them. I'm me, like, when I was, whatever house I was in, I was always like, but like I told them, ain't going nowhere. And it's still the same. Twist the evidence.
Okay. So what happened with the
meat cleaver
shit?
No, it was just, we was playing in the snow, and it was just a bunch of shit. I had a trifling-ass faggot from Virginia that was one of my ex-house members come to my house, and, you know, she got pressed because I won't let her turn a date. So, you know, it was okay. I told her she'd do that on her own time in Virginia, not in New York.
Oh.
So she got mad. That's all it is. I don't get into all that faggot shit, all that he say. She say shit. But Gizmo, I love you, bro. Maybe Blondie could see it. I'm sure.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I was going to say that's nice until you said that.
We all know. We still I'm still here. And like I told him, I just see him on the floor.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Beverly, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got word on my Yahoo that Morgan is not Mother Ebony of JC. I mean, Mother Ebony of Jersey. I just got that from one of her children.
Okay. Yeah, I called her out as a Jordan the other day, so she's still a Jordan.
Yeah. No, because I remember Bernie said she had stepped down, and she wasn't. She was worried about her trans. She was doing her transformation. Oh, and I forgot to tell y'all, Kai debuted as father of his new house last night.
Yeah, the House of Epic.
Yes, the House of Epic debuted last night.
That's the radio. That's the radio label, right? Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the album.
That's what I meant. The record.
We got a guest. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, who's this?
This is Gail.
Oh, shit. How, Miss Gail?
Hey,
Gail.
Kelly,
I'm going to run through this motherfucking wall. And Kelly said, oh, shit.
How
you been doing?
Hey,
what's
Baby, I can't complain. God is good. I'm still sad, but I'm just trying to make it.
I know that's right. When you coming back to New York, Miss Gill?
No time soon. I see y'all in Virginia, but y'all got 2 minutes still for a bitch to climb in New York and no elevators.
Baby, I only live on the second floor.
Well, I ain't never been to your house yet, so maybe I'll come visit you, but I can't climb no 5 flights of steps, daughter.
I know that's right.
How you been doing? You looking good. I seen you on some kind of MySpace or something. They was in here looking at you. Look real nice, shouted.
I true try. You know, I lost 80 pounds. I got 160 more to go.
What?
Nah.
Yes.
You're telling the truth, Andre?
I got to go down, honey. I got to go down.
She did lose 80 pounds, but it looked like she lost 4.
No, baby. Trust and believe, Andre, baby. I seen my family yesterday, honey, before they went to my cousin's mother's funeral the other day, and they gagged, bitch, because they just seen me a month ago at the motherfucker at my cousin's birthday party, and they gagged, honey.
Because you used to look like a tractor trailer, and you went down to a 14-inch U-Haul.
Went down from a 28 down to a motherfucking 20. How you doing, baby?
Okay, but that's what...
My man's on a
mission. Let's go straight to let's go wide. Hello. Let's get real professional for a second. Gail only called in to basically talk about her story with something. So we're gonna let Gail talk about her story and let everybody listen because this is really, really professional right here. And I want y'all to really listen to this because trust me, we all can be in this same boat one day. So okay, just listen. All up to you, Gail.
Hello, everybody, and anybody that's listening. Right now, well, first of all, my name is Gail Summers, and I'm 50 years old. I'll be 51 in about 2 months. In 1982, I was convicted of a few crimes, and I had to go to prison. They gave me 15 years. About 3 years after I was in prison, they tested me to see was I HIV positive because one of the female guards thought that I was sleeping with her husband. So to make sure there wasn't anything wrong with me, they tested me and my test came back false positive. Okay, back then, in like 83 and 84, when the virus was just coming out, no one knew what it was, no one knew what it to do. There wasn't anything even thought of in search of a medication because no one knew what they were dealing with. So by me being in prison and in a regular dormitory, at that time, what they did was snatch me out of general population and put me in isolation in a yellow jumpsuit. And it was already known throughout the prison that if you had on a yellow jumpsuit, you were HIV positive. Now, mind you, at the time that they did all this, when the doctor told me that I was HIV positive, he didn't tell me I was HIV positive. He told me that I had AIDS and I had 6 months to live. Praise Jesus because there is a God because that was 23 years ago.
Amen.
In prison, the first 5 years being HIV, I was on complete lockdown. Complete, baby. You only come outside for 15 minutes to 30 minutes to get a shower or to get recreation. And other than that, you're back in your cell. They would clear all the yards, all the hallways, and lock the whole entire prison down just to walk you down the hall. So imagine being in a prison that had 3,200 inmates, and you're the only one walking down the hallway with 6 officers in handcuffs and shackles, and everybody else is standing in the door looking at you saying, damn, you know, I'm sorry that happened to her because at one time I was in population. Most of my friends that I had when I was in population, they did remain my friend, although we could never have any more physical contact, period. No physical contact with anyone other than the doctor, the prison administrative department. But as far as you getting close to an inmate that wasn't HIV positive, that was unheard of. After the 5 years, Georgia ruled that it was unconstitutional to keep me and about 25 more who had tested positive within them 5 years that I was on lockdown. Georgia ruled for it to be unconstitutional for us to be locked away in the bottom of the prison like that. So they came up with this thing called separate but equal. Separate but equal means we're going to put you in a dormitory with everybody that's HIV positive, but you can't go into general population. That lasted about 3 years, and then they went back to court, and the HIVs won another ruling saying that they could go to work with general population, but they had to be up under special supervision. So it was like, I can't even honey describe it because there was no medication at that time. The nurses didn't know what to tell you. The doctors didn't know what to tell you. The administration was basically scared of you, really scared of you. When they came to see you, you see how they dress when you're in an operating room? That's how they used to dress when they came to get one of us to let us out of our cell. And I went through all that for about like 8 years. And then they started letting us go back to work. But mind you, I really didn't know what AIDS was. I didn't know what the virus was. It was no way possible that I could get educated on it because the prison wouldn't let that type of material inside the building. So finally, after I did my 15 years of hell, and do believe me, shorty, it was hell. Because they tried to turn me and I tried to turn them. But they won the war. I can honestly say they won. Because they like to beat me to goddamn death one time. And after 15 years of serving my sentence with this virus and all of that drama, they finally let me out. I got out in June 15th, 1995.
Stop right there, Gail. Stop right there for 1 second. Okay, everybody that's on the chat room, Gail is my roommate. This is Andre speaking. I knew Gail for like about 5 years because a lot of people was wondering where she came from, who is she. Gail actually is a Mizrahi now, and she do walk ball. So just to give y'all a little bit of history with Gail so y'all know about her, and she'll be 50, what, she'll be 51?
Yeah.
She'll be 51 in April. So she could finish talking now, but I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit before because y'all was hitting up, like, where she come from, who is she? And so y'all got it. Go ahead, Gail. You got out when?
June 15, 1995. Well, I come from Atlanta. I was born and raised in Atlanta. But I have robbed and stole across the United States. That's why I ended up doing them 15 years. Now, you look at me today, and you say, damn, that's just an old, ugly sister. But you wouldn't have told me that 25 years ago, bitch, because I'd have bust a cap in your motherfucking ass and asked your mama, motherfucking what? You want to go with him? Yes, I was a notorious bitch. I was a drag queen gangster before drag queen gangster ever thought about going on opera. But that was then. I'm a changed person now. Okay, when I got out, now mind you, I've been gone 15 years. 15, shawty. Nobody writing me. Nobody sending me money. No family to call because I was raised in foster homes. My mother and father was killed when I was like 4 years old in a car accident. And don't ask me where my family was or who they was and all of that because I have no clue. All I know is I ended up in foster care, and that was the end of that story until I got like 16 or 17, and they told me to get the hell on. But after I finished my sentence, I came home to Atlanta. When I came home, Atlanta was kind of like just coming on the map with the HIV scene. They had a few groups and houses that tried to cater to people with HIV because they was getting millions and millions of dollars. But unfortunately, the people with the virus never saw the money. They would take you on a little trip or buy you something for your birthday or take you to the doctor. But from the organizations that I deal with, that's basically all I got, except for out of one. My first organization was Outreach. She's no longer in existence, but the co-founder name was Sandra McDonald. Sweetest old lady you ever met in your life. She kind of like took me in when I came out of prison because I was completely lost. When I left, Mom was riding buses. That was Metro. When I came back, these hoes had a train called MARTA. 5 points what it is today, one what it was when I left. So my information of what I had before I went to prison was really null and void then because Atlanta had changed so much. And it took me a while to try to figure out how to live in society and how to deal with some of the people that are HIV and some that are not. I'm really kind of out to lunch on Atlanta and its HIV and AIDS people because they don't have no respect for themselves. I don't understand for the life how you can be HIV positive or have AIDS and then sleep with somebody and don't tell them that you have it. To me, that is the most absurd bullshit in the world. No, unfortunately, I'm not on the streets at the moment. I can't tell y'all about that. That's how me and Andre met. I was living on the streets. And I used to come to the club every night and sleep in the club. So one night, Andre had came over there and say, "What's your name?" And I say, "Gail." He was like, "Why you be sleeping in the club every night?" And I was like, "Well, why you worried about it? You don't know me." And he was like, "No, I don't, but I care." He said, "So, if you don't have anywhere to go, can you please get off that sofa and come and go home with me?" And that's how I met Andre, and that's how I ended up in Andre's house. Mind you, that was 8 years ago. Yes, 8 years ago. And through thick and storm, we had our ups and downs, me trying to get to know him, me trying to learn the ball thing, because I come from the pageant world. I had never really heard of a ball or anything until I got out of prison. Before I went to prison, I was trying to do shows and do the pageants and all of that. But once I met Andre and saw a whole new world, I was like, well, maybe it might be a little room in there for me somewhere. Now, what I didn't know that it's some good people in the ballroom. It's some bad people in the ballroom. And it's some people in the ballroom that's just straight up full of bullshit. And y'all know what I'm talking about. That's them ones that no matter how much good you do to them, even if you break your motherfucking arm off and give to them so they can feed themselves, they still got something bad to say about you or some kind of way to tear you down. I don't understand that. I look at some of the icons, and I've looked at thousands of tapes, and I've been to some of the balls. And y'all are so creative, but at the same time, y'all I ain't saying everybody. Please don't feel like I'm talking about any one person specific, because I'm not. I'm just saying from the different houses that I've looked at, and believe me, I've just about talked to them all, because I'm the oldest drag queen in Atlanta, and I really don't get the ball scene. No shade, I don't get it. It's confusing how you can be Kelly's friend, but at the same time, be Kelly's child, but then you want to sleep with Kelly's husband. I don't understand shit like that. I swear I don't. I seen Kelly break her arm off and her leg to look out for her children. But yet when shit don't go the way the children wanted to go, they want to leave the house and read. Well, bitch, when you ain't had nowhere to go, when you was sleeping on her floor and she was feeding your ass, why weren't you reading then? Why you had to go find your girlfriend to teach you how to stunt? Now you got your big screen TV, you want to read. Guess what? You're still not shit. You're just a bitch with a big screen TV that's not shit. Because one thing is for sure, you can't take no shit and make no new shit out of it. Shit is shit. So I really, you know, hope the young children that's coming out today in the ball scene, because there's so much talent, this hammer y'all need to be in Hollywood and Vegas. Because y'all some bad motherfuckers when it comes to putting y'all effects together, doing y'all Vogue, doing y'all face. I'm talking about walking face and all of that realness and them other categories that y'all have. You know, that shit is phenomenal. It's sad that it hasn't been accepted in mainstream yet. But if y'all keep on, it's going to make it there. But I would really love for it to make it there without all of that negativity. Because that's what hinders black gay people from going a lot of places in the world. Pone and his little crew, they went on TV, they did their thing. So many haters, because they couldn't go and do what Pone did. Honey, you don't have no reason to hate. They have that show tryout every fucking year. Get your motherfucking group together, put your fucking routine together, and march your ass to wherever they have that goddamn contest. Don't be sitting around hating because another bitch got in because she went out there and tried when you were sitting at home smoking a blunt or taking a bump. No, it don't work like that. God said if you make one step, I help you make two. A lot of y'all don't even know how to make fucking one because you're so busy going backwards, holding on to effing garbage of shit that done happened to you in the past. Honey, if you didn't handle it then, let it go. Because it ain't going to do nothing but tear you down in the long run. And I tell you this because I've been had this virus 23 years. The only illness I've ever had, which was about 3 years ago, I caught pneumonia. They kept me in for about like 3 weeks, pumped me up full of whatever, and sent me back out. But guess what? I take no medication, not none. I've never taken any. Now, I'm not saying just because I chose not to take any that somebody else out there who is HIV positive or have AIDS shouldn't take any. No, I'm not saying that. Your doctor or your caretaker will sit down with you after she do all your blood work and whatever else that y'all have to do, and if she feels that that is the right role for you, that's what you do. But make sure before you take anything that you know what the fuck you're taking. Don't leave it on your doctor to tell you this and this and this and that. When she tell you what she need to tell you, write that shit down. Come back home. Get on that computer. Look up that medication. See what the side effects does. See what, you know, it does to you if you don't have no side effects. You know, see what's supposed to be happening to your body while you're taking this medication. Don't put all the weight on them. You have to do your part, too. Now, my reason for not taking any medication is because I want to die a natural death. A natural death to me is I'm not going to be on no AIDS medication. I'm not going to be on any type of other drug influence. If God feels like it's time for me to go, then I'm going. But unlike a lot of people who are my age, I can honestly say that if I left off this earth tonight, I'm at peace with myself and the life that I have lived. And it's really hard being positive because now I know motherfuckers gonna run to the ball just to see what the fuck I look like. But, gang, bitch, I'm gonna be that same ugly bitch that you saw last week. You just didn't know I had AIDS.
Girl.
Yeah. So, anyone that sit in the car, smoke blunt.
I think somebody wanna ask you a question, Gail.
All right, come on with it, Shouter.
Okay, this is Nicole Icon. I am I'm gagging at your story. You're a man full of a lot of wisdom, and a lot of us can learn a lot from us. But when you say that you didn't learn a lot from you, but when you say that you didn't take the medicine, like you have never, even at the point when you have been hospitalized, they have never given you any type of medication and never have requested for you to continue to take any type of medication so that it can bring you from where you are, because in these days, like you did speak earlier, like you said in 1982, I think you said, and back then, yes, they weren't no medicine. There was actually something called a thing called AZT, and that was something that was actually killing people. So there's a lot of older people that I know also like yourself who feels the same exact way. They're not into the medicine, but now today in 2010, the medicine is really, really, really great. So you say you made it, and Lord, I thank you. Testimony, I want to be just like that. You made it all the way to 51, 52, and you say if you entertain the thought to take the medicine, you make it all the way to 100 because it will help you, and there's like one pill. There's not as much as pills as they used to be, and you take this medicine will bring you back to places that you felt and felt about yourself that you have never felt in a long time. So I understand your purpose for saying you didn't want to take the medicine, but with so much wisdom and so much knowledge and me knowing so much about all the different type of medicines and all the people I've helped with it, I would suggest that you should also really look into that have you really looking into taking the medicine, because now you're 52, you're going to be here to see 90, 80, you know, however long you decide to keep going on taking this medication. Have you, like, really thought about it or researched it all to see if you can do that?
Hey, Nicole, how are you doing? It's nice to meet you, sweetheart.
Hi, girl.
Girl, if you only knew. I didn't go through the ATV issue, but all my girlfriends went through it. Sweetheart, when I tell you, I lost so many people to that ATV, to it just scared the living fuck out of me. To, at that time, I made up my mind that I wasn't going to let them kill me like that. Now, mind you, when I first heard of ATV, I was still in prison. So when you in prison, you really don't have no say-so of whether you're going to take the medicine or not. So what I did to keep from taking the medicine in prison was I put myself on administrative lockdown and administrative protective custody. Mm-hmm. That means that you're declaring to lock yourself up in a cell for 24 hours, no matter what, because you feel that the administration of the prison is trying to kill you. And that's what I told the judge. So my last 3 or 4 years in prison, I was kind of like on lockdown because I wouldn't take no ATV because what I seen them other girls go through, I didn't want to go through it. Okay. And then when I came home, they was, ooh, honey, they was okay. Dropping like hot cakes here.
Yeah.
The girl that sent me to prison, when I got out, she was still alive, but she had AIDS. And she had some kind of way, somebody told her that I had came home and she had got in touch with my parole officer, this and that, and told him that she wanted to see me and apologize because if it hadn't been for her, I never would have went to prison. But it's like her and about three more because they testified against me. But all of them bitches are dead. Anyway, I did go and see her, and you ever seen Amaya? Nicole?
Yes, I have.
Okay, imagine in 1994 or 1995, a queen looking natural just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen some, right? Well, my girlfriend, she was one of them girls. But by the time I got out of prison, the same weight, 98 pounds, she was blind in both eyes, and a week after they released me, she died. And when I had went to see her that one time, she told me then, she said, girl, no matter what you do, don't take the medicine. Do not take the medicine. And just looking at her, remembering what she was before I went to prison and what I was looking at then, it kind of like made it solid inside me. Now, me and my doctor, we used to argue about it, about me not taking the medicine, this and that. I've even been denied certain medical services because I won't take the medicine. But I believe in a higher God. Please believe that. I believe in a higher God. And I feel that if it's meant for me to take any type of medicine or do anything besides, you know, try to make my health better, like going to the gym or doing exercise and all of that, God will come and tell me, baby, this is what you need to do. And do believe me, I have a special communication session with him quite often. That's why I'm still here today. He just ain't never told me that that's what I need to do to stay alive. Right now, I feel like I'm one of the ones that's still alive to show people that it ain't really meant for everybody to take that medication. You understand what I'm saying? You know, for some of them, it might be. Because taking that medication not only works with your body, so you have to be very mentally prepared for all that. And as strong as my mind is, and believe me, that bitch is strong, I don't think that I could deal with all the years I ain't being sick, and then time I take some medicine, I start getting sick because it got to do this and it got to do that to build my system to a certain way so it might make me better. You understand what I'm saying? It could go the opposite direction. I could take that goddamn shit and get sick, and then, bop, she gone. No, that ain't what I want. I want to be sleeping in my bed, and God say, come, my child, this is your night. And I say, amen, and I be gone. If I be on medication, I be on it. But I doubt it very seriously that I will, because I just don't see that for me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not the healthiest person in the world, but I'm not the unhealthiest person in the world either. I still can see. I still have my intelligence. I can walk. If you scare me bad enough, bitch, I might can run. I just had the desire to run since I know too many other ways to get a bitch off my back. But I don't have nothing wrong with people taking the medication. I don't have nothing wrong with being somebody's friend and helping them go through that stage. I just know that it's not for me. Do you understand what I'm saying, sweetheart?
I totally understand. I don't, when you say that God haven't told you and that you God haven't sent you a message, and I also have my own personal relationship with Jesus, Lord Christ, so I know exactly what you mean. I'm not going to debate with you about that, because when you say that God, and God will let you know, but I wanted to say one thing when I heard you say that is that this, I'm pretty sure you're really experienced. My phone just rang and somebody told me about you, Gal, and how you're a really nice person, and you're one of the old school grandmothers of Atlanta. I just got it on my phone. But God make people pay people, places, and things. And God, man, who created the man who got the, not the cure, but got the results that give HIV a better result, meaning the medicine. God is the same. God create these human beings that come up with this knowledge and this, you know, education to be able to go into these laboratories and make this medicine to save everyone who has been infected. Sometimes we say that we waiting for God. We waiting for God to show us. It reminds me of the story of the boat and the man that was drowning. And the boat came by when the man was drowning, and he told the boat, oh, no, go ahead, because I'm waiting for my Lord to come, and my Lord is going to save me. And then the helicopter came by, and they threw down the ladder, and the man said, oh, no, you go ahead, because my God is coming to save me. And the man drowned, and he went to heaven, and he said, God, I was waiting for you to come and save me. He said, I sent you a boat and a helicopter, and you just disregard it. But I respect and understand where you coming from. AZT is what it is. It's not longer in existence. And there is, to hear your testimony, I would love to see and hear you for a very, very, very long time. And now today in 2010, when I say, Gail, the medicine is keeping people so alive, and that the statistics about the medicine are really, really great. I know there's an old school thought, because I'm, you know, older myself, and I've heard a lot of older, you know, older legendary queens.
Hold on, Nicole, hold on one minute. The numbers have dropped since we changed the topic to Gail talking in the chat room, down from 70 down to 53. It's very rude. The girls in the chat room,
you're being very rude, and you're being very disrespectful. All you girls in the chat room, if you see the names on the side of the chat room, you see that the administrator from Blog Talk is viewing the show. He just sent a message over to Switchboard, and y'all's being very rude and very disrespectful. Y'all girls need to get it together, or you will get blocked. Go ahead, Nicole, finish.
And it's a whole new different place, and it was that day when you were doing everything, the day that we weren't around, but it's this day now, and it's a whole new different day, Ms. Gail, and it's, I don't want you to just be so, like, blindsided with it. Even though you go ahead and you speak to God and you wait for your answer from your Lord, that's what you do. But remember, there is a lot of things out there. I mean, when I say multiple of medicines and situations that can help you and bring you out your situation and keep you here with us just as long as we are going to be here if we take your advice and listen to what you said and we listen to other people's testimonies. So I just wanted to say that you should do just a little bit of research, or maybe don't argue with the doctor too much and listen to what he got to tell you, like as far as what he can give you or something like that. That's just what I want to say. But I respect your the fact that you don't you waiting for an answer from God and you waiting to speak to the Lord. And when the Lord directs you in that direction, that's the direction you will go. And only at that time you will go. I totally respect that. But God has made people, places, and things. He's made all of this. He's the ruler of this world. This is his land. We walk, we hear, we alive. When we die, he tells us it's time. And it's time for a lot of things to be done. And there's a brand new medicine, lots of them. So if you could just research and, you know, see, then you might feel different.
Yeah, and this is another thing. I brought Gail up here for many reasons. We always listen to what we have to say about, you know, HIV or AIDS or whatever. But you really barely hear someone that actually speaks that had it, or that had it for years, that can tell you more than, you know, that what we know, because we don't really know it like she would know it. She lived it. She learned it. This is her life, you know what I mean? So she definitely knows much more. So, yeah, this is something that everyone, including myself and everybody else, need to listen to, because this is something that we all need to learn about, because you never know what day you might wake up and have this disease.
Well, I thank you all for listening, but I am not going to lie, Kelly. When you said that the number dropped and they were being rude in the chat room, I'm not going to lie to you, sweetheart. That really hurt my feelings, and it just shows me that it's people still out there that have this virus, and they're going to blame someone else. Because that's what I feel is going on in the chat room. All them hoes sitting there knowing they positive, knowing they sleeping with every motherfucking body, and they mad with me because I'm on the radio telling people, don't sleep with the bitch, honey, if you don't know her motherfucking status.
Okay, now let me say something, Gail. Okay, everybody is not, I understand what you're saying, Gail, and everything you're saying is correct, too. But you got to, everybody that hung up might have been hang up because They might have. Some people can't deal with the sadness and the drama of talking too. So a lot of people might hang up for that reason too. They don't have to hang up because of shade. A lot of people might don't want to go. You never know what somebody's going through in their life at that time, and might can't listen to what you got to say because they're going through it, or a family member is going through it. So then they might have hung up for that reason.
I'll agree to that.
You know what it basically
this is?
This
is a sensitive subject for me. It always has been, which is why I never talk about it. But it's really sensitive for me because I've lived with it so long, and so many times after people figured out that I did have the virus, I was disassociated with, or a door was slammed in my face. I've even had a person tell me that they could not give me a ride home because someone told them I was HIV positive. Now, who ever heard of that one? I'm at the club almost 5 miles from where I live, and the reason you won't give me a ride home is because somebody else told you I was positive. But like I told them, All you had to do was ask me. I would have told you I was positive. I can't blow on your window and you catch it. I can't hold your hand and you catch it. I can't kiss your feet and you catch it. Honey, you have to really get up in something to catch it or let something get up in you. And I don't do none of that. I cut that out 10 years ago. So if anybody is worried about catching anything from me, baby, I don't know how you're going to get it because mama not passing it out. That was my greatest fear since I've been out of prison. People say, girl, you can have a relationship or you can find somebody this and that. My greatest fear is me catching something worse than what I got because no two people have the same strain of virus. Y'all, please understand that. You can sleep with somebody with one strain, and it does not blend with your strain, and it will take your ass right on out. You can't do that. If you is positive and you want to have sex or do whatever, at least wear some protection and be thoughtful enough to tell your mate that you're planning on sleeping with. Because it's a crime, whether you know it or not, to sleep with somebody and don't tell them. In Atlanta, they'll give you a life sentence for that. Having sex, knowing that you're HIV positive, and not telling the mate, yeah, you get a life sentence in Atlanta for that. But I don't understand how someone could even be that cruel to sleep with somebody knowing something's wrong with them and not tell them. And then at the end of the day, they talking about they love you. Bitch, how in the hell you fucking love me and you're killing me? Oh, no. Like Oprah said the other night when we was watching her video, love doesn't hurt. Love does not smash your head upside no goddamn car window. Love does not kick you down no steps. No.
Okay.
But for anybody out there who really need a friend or somebody to talk to, I do live with Andre. Most of y'all have his number. And you can call me or you can write me. I do like to write. I have pen pals everywhere. And we talk about our stories and the things we go through in life. I don't have no perfect life, but I have a good life. I'm sitting around people that love me. And I know this for a fact. So, you know, it's a lot of them out there that are sitting around people that don't love them. I don't know what to tell you about that except for the fact that people will treat you the way that you allow them to treat you. If you feel that you are not being treated the way that you want to be treated, try to explain that to that person that's giving you that drama. And if you see that that's not getting you where you want it, then you pack your bags and you go on to the next beat. But you don't stay there and be abused. You don't stay there and be used. It's not worth it because you are somebody's too. Your mother did not raise you for somebody to beat you and drag you down the street and call you all kind of horrible names. That ain't why you went to school to get an education to do all that. So have some self-worth. And if you have some self-worth and you have just a mustard seed of faith in God, sweetheart, know that it's going to be all right. Because if I can do 15 years and then get out and do another 15 years free, baby, it ain't nobody but God.
Amen.
There's a lot of things that could be wrong with me today. But through his blessing, through his praise, and through his grace, there isn't. And I praise him for that. I praise the ones who criticize me. Keep criticizing me. That only makes me stronger. It only makes me more determined. Because I'm going to win this war, no matter what you say out your mouth, no matter what you do. I'm on top of this with God. Man can't hurt me no more. He cannot hurt me no more. Them days are over. But I'm finna get off this radio because my emotions are trying to get stirred up and all of that, and I don't want to be sitting on the phone crying.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say I love you all, and if any of y'all, no matter where you see me at, sweetheart, if you want to speak, please speak. If you want a hug, please come get a hug. If you want me to tell you I love you and mean it, please know that if I tell you I love you, I do mean it. And anybody that know me will tell you that because I'm not going to tell you I love you knowing that I don't even like you. I ain't that girl. I've come too far to play them games.
Yeah.
But I love you all. Stay strong in your craft and just keep being positive and know that.
Gail, hold on, Gail, they want to say something. That's Kelly.
Yeah.
Gail, can you hear me? The administrator from Blog Talk Radio wants to tell you that he respects you and he sends his prayers out to you and he thanks you for coming on talking about your situation.
And the chat room Gail wants to know, do you have a MySpace?
No, Gail don't know nothing about computers.
Gail don't know anything about computers. If anybody have any messages or any
just
comments,
call my phone and I'll let you speak to Gail.
To Gail, you can call Andre's phone at 404-914-4449 or you can hit Andre up at icon_Andre@yahoo.com if you have any comments or any thoughts or you want to speak to Gail, Andre can get you in contact with Gail.
Everyone in the chat room is telling that they love you, and thank you very much for your story. It was very inspirational.
Well, tell them thank you for their support. Thank you for their love. And I'm about to cry, so I got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I love y'all, Shawty. Be strong.
You too. God bless you.
Gail.
Okay.
And on that note, honey, we're not going to talk about anything else. We're not going to say anything else. Deja, say goodnight to the girls, Deja.
Good night, everyone, and that was a wonderful, wonderful show tonight.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Enough said.
I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. Whatever you do, please, it's 2010. Practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. We'll be back here tomorrow night for another installment of Lessons with the Icon and Cass. Andre, take it away.
Okay, so now y'all know a new host out of me and my roommate, Gail. Okay, so anytime you hear Gail, you know where it came from. So take it easy, have fun. We'll call y'all tomorrow, same time, Bat Channel. Bye-bye. Love you all. Good night. I'm a soldier of love.